Okay. 我们今天当中有第一次来的，你举手好吗
？First comer, please raise your hand.
第一次来参加。
Welcome.
欢迎欢迎。我们非常欢迎 Nomura family.
We welcome the Nomura family.
他们都来到我们当中。
Thank you for coming.
感谢主，我们全部可以在一起敬拜神。
We praise the Lord. We can worship the Lord together.
我们本来就是一家人。
We are of the same family.
我们在基督耶稣里都是一家人。
In Christ, we are a family together.
Amen.
Amen.
欢迎你们来。
We welcome you.
Feel at home.
Feel at home here.
This is your home.
这是你的家。
Yeah, very good. 我想我们今天呢，就是一个家的聚集。
Today is a family gathering.
我不希望你来到这里，好像来参加一个 worship service， 所以说很拘谨。
I don't feel like you just come just for a worship service.
我要你来到这里是个 family gathering.
I want you to feel at home here. It's a family gathering.
我希望你能够放轻松。
I hope you can relax.
我希望你能够真正 be yourself.
And be yourself.
Relax.
Relax.
让神的灵来对你说话。
Let the Spirit of God come and speak to you.
最悲惨的事情就是礼拜天来聚会却没有遇见神。
The saddest thing is to come to a worship service and did not encounter God.
我们来 worship God， 我们来敬拜就是为了要遇见神。
We come to worship is to encounter God。
我们如果遇见神，所有的情况都会改变。
We encounter God, all the circumstances will change。
不是 circumstance， 是我们自己要改变。
We will be changed。
Circumstance 不一定改变。
Circumstance might not necessary change。
但是我们改变了。
But we changed。
Amen。
Amen。
所以我们就能够。怎么样来 handle 这个 circumstance？ 我怎么一直讲英文呢
？So we all know how to face the circumstances.
讲不出中文来啊！求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们在这个节目单里面有一个夹页。
In this bulletin, we have an insert.
我们每一个人都翻，有没有谁没有节目单的举手
？Anybody doesn't have a bulletin?
请举你的手。
Please raise your hand.
我招待给他，我很多人没有啊。好，我们节目单里面有一个夹页。
In our bulletin, we have an insert.
就是关于为这个教会的这个新堂基金的一个奉献。
So it's a faith offering for our new building fund.
我们感谢主，神预备了这么好的一个地方。
We thank the Lord for providing this beautiful place.
他非常奇妙的让我们认识了 Nomura family.
And amazingly and awesomely, he led us to meet the Nomura family.
我是在八月八号那天第一次见到这位英俊潇洒的帅哥。
On August 8th, I met this handsome young man.
我不知道他是我们的 landlord.
I didn't know he was our landlord.
那我也感谢我们的校长在后面 Jim.
And I thank our principal Jim in the back row.
他是我们的桥梁。
He was our bridge.
他自己都不知道，然后他就把我们带到认识了 Chris.
He didn't know he was a bridge, but he led us to Chris.
这个故事我已经讲了好几次了。
I shared with you this story many times.
我们找了七个月。
We searched for a facility for 7 months.
有六个地方。
And we went through 6 different places.
但是都没有神，都不是神的旨意。
But they were not God's will.
但是在七天之内。
But in 7 days.
这个地方就定了。
The Lord had this place set for us.
所以非常的奇妙。
So this is really awesome.
但是这个地方也有花费，你们知道吗？
But this place also come with cost.
我问上帝说，关于这个 building 怎么样？
When I asked the Lord about this building.
上帝说 ，There's no free lunch.
The Lord said, "There's no free lunch."
我们必须要付我们的代价。
We need to put in our effort.
我不是跟你们要钱。
I don't ask you for money.
因为上帝不需要钱。
Because God doesn't need money.
我是要你们每一个人在这件事上来祷告。
I want you to pray about this.
上帝给你们每一个人都有一个 number.
God give you a number in your heart.
要给帮助这个新的地方
，to help with this new building fund。
这个地方是要成为神荣耀的居所。
This place is going to be a glorious place for God's resting place.
This place will be a dwelling place for God's glorious presence. Amen.
Amen.
We not just provide a building. 你翻中文吧。
上帝不是。不是供应一个地方。
我们不是跟大家要钱要买要租一个地方。
We didn't. I was concentrating on my manner.
We don't just ask money to buy a rent a place for church.
We want a dwelling place for God's glory to rest upon, to fill this place. So I invite you to come and pray about this, how you can contribute.
如果你今天还没有想好,
if you haven't thought about it today,
你就回去祷告,
you go home and pray.
求神给你一个数目,
ask God for a number.
我跟师母都已经奉献了。
我不告诉你多少钱。 I already made my pledge.
我就讲一个故事。
I'm going to tell you a story.
我的父亲以前在牧养这个教会的国语部。
My father was the one who started the Mandarin congregation.
他已经退休了。
He's already retired.
他住在 Davis.
He lives in Davis.
他听到我们这个建堂的事情。
When he heard about our new facility,
我因为两个礼拜前我去看他。
Because I visited him 2 weeks ago.
我要离开他家的时候,
as I was leaving his house,
他说, 等一会儿,
he said, wait, 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 son.
我这边有一些, 我有小小的一点钱,
I have a little money.
我要作为你们的这个新堂基金,
I want to give it to your new building fund.
我非常感动,
I was very touched.
我爸爸已经 retired,
my father is already retired.
他没有什么income,
he doesn't have much income.
他过着一个非常简单的生活。He
lived a very simple life.
但是他常常想到神的国的事情。
He often think about God's kingdom.
他想到神国的需要。He
think about the needs of the kingdom.
我也希望我们大家今天为这事情来祷告。And
I hope that you all can pray about this.
不要有压力。No
pressure.
你如果觉得哎呦不想给，千万不要给。If
you don't feel like giving, please don't give.
谢谢大家。Thank
you.
我们下面还有报告。
We also have following announcements.
我们在 11月3号, 礼拜六早上10点,
on November 3rd at 10 a.m.
在那个基督之家第六家,
at the Home of Christ Church,
Newark
Church.
就是在 Newark那边,
in Newark.
那天早上我们有美国回归真神的祷告大会。
And the other day, we're going to have a Return to God America prayer rally. I hope our brothers and sisters can participate in this prayer rally.
我是这个整个大会的负责人。I
am in charge, I'm the coordinator of this prayer rally.
我们要联合这地区, 东湾地区, 华人的教会, 一起来为美国回归真神祷告。
We want to invite the Chinese churches in the East Bay to come together and pray for America to return to God.
我请大家为这事情祷告也来参加。
May you pray for this and participate in it.
我们今天的节目单你有看到,
as you see in our bulletin,
今天的稍微有点新的事情,
we have a few new things.
我们知道这过去, 上个礼拜跟这个礼拜都是这个全教会的意向分享。
Last week and this week, we have the whole church vision casting Sunday.
上个礼拜我们是讲到我们看到过去神怎么带领我们。
Last week, you see how God has led us in the past.
那今天我们要跟大家分享我们看到神将来要怎么带领我们。
Today, we're going to have a preview of how God's going to lead us in the future.
所在这个过程里面,
in this journey,
我们也很高兴这个 Nomura的家庭可以来到我们当中。
We are so happy that Nomura family can come and join us today.
他们的长子就是大哥哥就是 Chris 要代表全家跟我们讲他们家族的故事。
Their eldest son Chris will come and share with us the family's history, vision, and mission.
Story.
And story.
我们在耶稣的这个四福音里面,
in the four Gospels of the New Testament,
我们看到耶稣每一次在讲真理都是在讲故事。
Every time when Jesus teaches, he uses parable to teach.
Story. 他每一次都是讲 story, 你都没有照着翻。
Okay, he always uses stories to teach.
有多少人喜欢听故事的举手?
How many people like to listen to stories? Raise your hands.
待会儿Chris会跟我们讲他家的 story.
So Chris is come and share with us his family story.
Chris讲完 story, 我也要讲 story.
After Chris shared his story, I'm going to share my story.
What's my, our story.
Our story.
我们教会的故事。
Our church story.
Amen.
Amen.
这样就开心了哈。 不是很 boring, 是听故事。
No, it's not going to be boring. It's going to be interesting because we're going to listen to stories.
那Chris会代表他们家族告诉我们他家的故事。
So Chris will represent his family to tell us his family story. And then his mother, Faith, will also share a few words with us. His mother, Faith Nomura, is a woman who loves God very much. She's always thinking about the needs of God's family and God's home.
刚刚认识没有太久, 他就打电话给我, 要请我去, 探访这个人, 关心那个人。
Not long after we met, she would come and say, can you come and visit my sick friend?
Yeah, 我们已经成为一个事工的伙伴。
We already become partners in God's business.
非常感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我也一直为他祷告。
And I pray for her too.
我们的团队也为他祷告。
Our team pray for her too.
求神让她有健康的身体。
That God will bless her with a healthy body.
她可以站起来做见证。
She can stand up and declare God's testimonies.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的神是一个医治的神。
God is a God who heals.
真正的医治。
Truly heal.
不是只有嘴巴讲, 哦, 大概他会医治。
Not only lip service that he will heal.
我们待会再听故事吧。
We will listen to a story later. Finally, we're going to collect tithing.
我们的奉献有两样的奉献。
We have two kinds of giving today, offering.
一个是 tithing.
One is to give you a tithe.
一个是这个 building fund 的 giving.
And the other one is to give the fund for the new building fund.
如果这个新的 building 你还没有想好，没有关系， 你继续祷告。
If you're not ready to give the building for the building fund, it's okay. Just keep on praying, see what number God gave you.
神会给你一个数目。
God will give you a number to give.
请收奉献到前面来。
Ushers, come forward.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你就在我们当中。
Because you are among us.
你是我们的主， 你是我们的王。
You are Lord and our King.
我们尊崇你。
We honor you.
我们也用我们的收入来尊崇你。
We want to honor you with our income.
我们把当纳的十分之一归于你。
We give our tithe, that 10% of our income to you.
我们也愿意在为你荣耀的居所预备上来尊崇你。
We want to honor you in this place of your resting place, your dwelling place.
求主来带领我们。
May the Lord come and lead us.
赐给我们一个乐意奉献的心。
May you give us a heart that wants to give to you cheerfully and willingly.
求主悦纳我们的奉献。
May the Lord accept and receive our offering.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Brother, sister, peace be with you.
我们很高兴，我们下面请Chris 代表他的家族来分享他们的故事。
We're very glad to have Chris representing his family to share with us his story.
求你要翻译。
I will be the translator.
热烈掌声欢迎。
Let's give him a big hand.
It's a real joy to be here Before I share the story, I want to tell you that it's been a real It's been a real pleasure to meet Pastor Tian.
是非常，我真的非常高兴能够遇见铁牧师。
And of course, his lovely wife Marlin.
还有他可爱的妻子马琳。
I've gotten to know this past week Joni.
还有他很高兴认识我。
Who has really we've worked together to give you as best as we can the story of my mother and my father and this building that you now have.
他跟我很努力一起把他家人的故事，这个建筑的故事，还有他爸爸父母的故事，把它放在一起，然后今天能够跟你分享。It's kind of hard.
I'm sorry. Shorter. When Pastor Tian asked me to speak to you today,
当牧师邀请我今天来与你分享的时候，
he wanted me to give you the story of our family.
他很希望我能跟你们分享他家族的故事。
But I want you to also know
我也希望你们能知道
that this building that you now have
你现在所拥有的这个建筑
has a very, very significant meaning.
对他们一家来讲是有个很重要的意义。
So as I give you this story, by the end, I hope you will have a clear understanding of the history and the significance of not just this building, but also the other buildings too.
所以希望这个今天分享结束以后，你能够有一个很清楚的了解，知道这个建筑物还有这个地区这一块地，对他们一家人的重要性。
So this is a wonderful story.
是一个非常美好的故事。
I think, you know, I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
My family has been raised in the church.
我的家人也是在教会长大的。
We are familiar with stories.
我们对故事非常的熟悉。
I know we read the Bible.
我知道我们念圣经。
And we read the stories from the Bible.
我们在圣经里面也念很多的故事。
But the story I give to you today is a story much like the stories in the Bible.
我今天跟你们分享的故事也跟圣经里面的故事非常的相似。
This week, I spent some time talking to my mother.
这个礼拜我花了一点时间跟我的母亲交谈。
She gave me some wonderful things about our family's history that even I didn't know.
她给了我一些资讯关于我的家人的背景，以前我都不知道的。
We start very far back. Actually, if you think about this building, which was built in
1986.
It actually started, the seed of this building started almost 200 years ago.
早在差不多200年之前就开始了。So
we go back to a small, the island of Hokkaido in northern Japan.
所以我们回顾到在日本的北海道，在日本北边的一个小岛。Where
my great-great-grandfather
是Chris的曾曾祖父
was influenced by American missionaries.
他是
The American missionaries came to Hokkaido because they wanted to teach the Christian faith to the Japanese nation.
那个美国宣教士来到日本，因为他希望能够教导日本人关于基督教。So
we can do the first slide.
好，我们要开始第一个影片，不是影片。
This is my mother.
这是我的母亲。
My mother was greatly influenced by her mother.
我的母亲也被她的母亲所影响。
And as I told you, my mother's mother was also a very devout Christian.
像我以前跟你所说，我母亲的母亲也是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
You can understand that in Japan, this is very unusual.
你可以了解到，在日本这是非常不寻常的事情。
Especially in the early 1900s.
特别是在1900年的初期，十九世纪的初期。
Second slide.
下一张。
This is my mother's mother.
这是我母亲的母亲。
She was a woman of great, great character.
她是一个妇女，有非常有个性的妇女。
My mother, my grandmother.
我的外婆。
She taught English.
她教英文。
She worked as a head nurse for the Red Cross.
她在红十字会里面是当护士。
Helping the soldiers during the war.
在第二次世界大战里面帮助那些士兵。
So my mother's deep-rooted faith in Christianity came from her mother.
然后我母亲在基督教里面的这个坚信，是从她母亲而来的。
Her father, you can go to the next slide.
然后我母亲的爸爸。
This is my grandfather.
这是我的外祖父。
He was a very, very influential man.
他是一位非常有影响力的人。
He grew up as a Buddhist.
他其实长大是一个信佛教的。
In fact, his parents died when he was only 5 years old.
他的父母在他五岁的时候就去世了。
He was left in a Buddhist temple.
他被放在一个佛教的庙宇里面。
All by himself at the age of 5.
就是他自己一个人五岁。
He was raised by these Japanese Buddhist monks.
他是被这些佛教的和尚们而长抚养大的。
He has a very interesting history too.
他有一个非常有趣的故事。
There's a story that my mother tells me that he was a very wild young boy.
我母亲告诉我说他的爸爸也是一个非常
He was very hard to control.
他是非常难控制的一位小孩。
This is an honest story from my mother.
这是非常真实的故事。
They actually put a rope around his leg.
他其实把绳子绑在他的脚上。
And tied him to a tree.
把他绑在树那里。
Because they couldn't control him.
因为他不能控制那小孩。
And so as a very young boy, he would start to make pictures in the wall of the Buddhist monastery.
所以他很小的时候就会开始在墙上那个庙宇里面画画。
He would use the white rocks.
他用那些白的石头在墙上。
And make drawings.
开始画。
He became a very famous artist.
其实他非常的变成一个非常有名的画家。
But not only was he a very accomplished artist.
他不只是一个有名的画家。
But he was one of the first educators.
他也是其中一个第一位教育家。
To found a high school for women.
开始一个女士的一个教育。
He believed very much this was during a time when the Japanese women were not regarded seriously enough to go to school.
他对于女士在日本里面没有地位这个事情非常的有负担。
And he believed very strongly that the only way for the Japanese woman to become empowered was to become educated.
他唯一让这些女士们能够得着知识就是经过教育。
So out of his own home, he actually started a women's high school.
所以他自己的家里，他开始了一个女士中学。
Next slide, please. So you can see here, this is during an assembly.
你可以看到这个是在他们的一个聚会。
With all the women students.
全部都是女孩子。
In full uniform.
在穿校服。
It's a lot of women.
非常多的妇女们。
I have been to the school.
我有去过那个学校。
And it's very impressive.
非常的让我讶异，惊讶。
Still now, when they come to assembly, they are in perfect rows.
就算就连现在，他们进来聚会的时候，他们还是这样直直的排队。
So you can imagine my mother having this very, very influential father.
你可以想象说他，我的母亲有一个这么有影响力的父亲。
A Buddhist priest.
是一个佛教的领导。
And a very, very strong Baptist mother.
然后有一个非常的有非常坚持非常强的一个基督徒，敬虔的基督徒。
And you know, think about the harmony. They lived in perfect harmony.
可是你看，想想看，他们两个在一起住，他们却是非常和谐。
Well, my mother growing up with this kind of family.
我母亲长大有这样的背景。
Mother told me at breakfast the other day.
我母亲有一天在跟我吃早餐的时候告诉我。
I asked her if she went to this high school.
我问她，你有没有去过这个高中啊？去念在这个高中里面念书。
And she said, to my surprise, no.
她说我没有。
She wanted to be far apart from her parents.
其实她非常想要离开她的父母亲。
This is not a surprise to me.
这也不是对我很讶异的事情。
But my mother went to, she decided that she would go to college in Kyoto.
所以我母亲就决定她希望在东京那里，京都那里上大学。
And after she finished college,
在她大完成大学以后,
she came back to Japan, to her home.
她回到她的家里,
and she met a woman,
然后她遇见一位女士,
who became very influential to her.
在她生命里面有一个很重要的位置,
her name was Mrs. Skauge.
她是 Mrs. Skauge.
Again, a missionary.
她也是一个传道人,
and she spent, 宣教士, my mother spent 3 years working with Miss Skauge.
我母亲花了三年的时间跟 Miss Skauge 一起工作服侍。
For a church in a very small village.
在一个教会里面，在一个很小的村庄里。
Mrs. Skauge influenced my mother.
Mrs. Skauge 影响了她的母亲。
To further her studies.
激励她去继续进修。
That she needed to learn more about the Bible.
她需要更多的认识圣经。
And so my mother went to the Northwest Bible College in Washington.
所以我母亲去了西北圣经学校大学念神学。
So this is my mother at the Northwest Bible College.
所以您看到这是我母亲在西北圣经大学。
She was already 26 years old.
那时候她26岁。
Now, you know, this is during a time when most women are married.
你知道那个时代的人26岁大部分都已经结婚了。
Maybe have 3-4 children.
可能已经三到四个小孩。
Very quiet.
然后很安静。
And only obey their husbands.
然后只是服从她的丈夫。
But my mother is by herself in Washington.
可是我母亲却是一个人在美国华盛顿。
Wanting to learn more about the Bible.
渴望更多的认识圣经。
So at 29,
在她29岁的时候,
my mother finishes her experience here.
她就念完她的大学。
I love this slide.
我非常喜欢这个图片。
This is my mother coming back from the United States.
这是我母亲从美国回到日本的时候。
This is her father.
那是她父亲。
This is her mother.
然后这是她母亲。
And this is Mrs. Nomura.
那就是我的妈妈和我母亲。
And these are all the students.
这些都是学生。
And they're all clapping. They're all clapping.
他们呀，他们全部都在拍掌鼓励。
And they're welcoming her back. Sorry.
他们都欢迎她回来。
Maybe my time is up. No? You sure? Is it on a timer? Okay. I'm talking too much. Am I talking too much? Okay. Okay. Very shy. I think that this is a very powerful picture. Because you see, again, first of all, my grandfather,
首先因为我的外父,
祖父。
Loved the fact that my mother took this big leap of faith.
她觉得非常她非常的开心，因为她女儿有这样的信心。
Both of my father and my grandfather and my grandmother were very proud that she went by herself to America to study.
我的外婆还有外公非对于我妈妈这样的去美国念书这个事情，自己一个人非常的感到骄傲。
And he would say to his students, "You must strive to make your own life."
他也对他的那些学生讲说，你必须要努力去活出你的人生。
So my mother was a wonderful example for all these students that were in his school.
所以我母亲是对他们来讲是一个很好的模范。
So, I just love this slide. Next
one. 我是非常喜欢这个图片。下一个。
Now this is another story.
这是另外一个故事了又。
My mother and father met at Fukui University.
我父母在福井市的一个大学里面。
She had already spent 3 years in America.
我母亲当时已经在美从美国回来了。
And my father was the president of the English class at Fukui University.
我父亲当时是福井市大学里面的一个英文文化的那个组里面的一个主席。
And my mother walks into this class.
然后我母亲走进到这个文化交流的。
Class club. And she hears my father speak in a very broken English.
然后她听到我父亲在用非常破烂的英文在讲。
And they immediately voted to have him banished as the president, and she became the president.
他们就一口同声的赞同，把他父亲换下来，让他母亲当那个主席。
So my mother was immediately installed as the leader of this English class.
所以我母亲立刻成为那个英文组的主席。
But it was also, I didn't know this, this was news to me. It was also not just an English class, but it was also a Bible study class.
哦，原来它不只是一个英文组，而是一个圣经研经班。
And so my father was influenced to become a Christian through this class at Fukui University in Japan.
所以我父亲也是在那个研经班里面信主的。
So they became married in 1962.
他们在1962年结婚。
And they both had the dream to go to America.
他们一同都有一个梦想，就是去美国。
And so here is the couple of photos from the day that they left Japan.
这是两张照片，就是他们离开日本的当天。
And back then, of course, is very different from now, where you can just get on an airplane and go.
那当年是跟现在很不一样的，现在是可以坐飞机就到了。
And you can see her mother is right here.
你看到那是我的外婆，还有我母亲，我爸爸。
And her mother's sister.
然后我母亲的姐妹。
Everybody blessing them.
所有人都祝福她。
Leaving them, leaving to go to America.
祝福他们要离开日本去美国。
So that's the first chapter.
这是前一半。
My mother and father are together. There they are.
然后他父母在船上。
Here's my
看到他们。
Father waving the flag. My mother with
flowers. 摇他们的国旗，拿着花。
And they're waving goodbye to everyone in Japan.
对所有人说再见了。
My father was a very devout. Architect student.
我父亲其实是一个建筑师。
And they ended up coming. They ended up in Berkeley.
结果他们来到伯克莱。
My father was working as an architect. Oh, next slide.
然后我父亲就是在伯克莱念建筑系。
This is the graduation picture after Cal
Berkeley. 当时他从伯克莱的大学毕业的照片。
And you can.
You can
see these two rascals.
这两个小孩。
A friend of mine told me that they think that this looks more like a boy and this looks like more like a girl.
有个朋友告诉我。
But it really.
另外一个像女的，另外一个像男的。
This is my older sister, Margaret, who's there.
其实这位在右边的是我姐姐,
Izumi wasn't born yet. Sorry.
那我最小的妹妹还没有出生。
But they started a family very early. There's Izumi.
然后看，这是我全家福。My
father was working as an architect. He got a job right away out of Cal.
他在伯克莱毕业以后就立刻得到一份工作，是在建筑方面的。But
my mother always had the dream of following in her father's footsteps.
可是我母亲一直有一个梦想，想要跟随她父亲的脚步。
She always wanted to have a school to influence young children.
她一直渴望有一个学校可以影响小孩下一代。
So we started very early. In fact, the school started out of our own house.
其实我们很早以前就开始了，就在我们家里就开始一个学校。
This is an example of my mother.
就是我母亲。
Who loves music.
她非常喜爱音乐。
And she would play the piano, and she introduced all the children to violin and piano.
她教这些小孩弹钢琴，还有拉小提琴。
And storytelling.
然后讲故事给他们。
My mother always has, she still has, incredible energy for the very, very young children.
我母亲一直对下一代还有很小的小孩们都有很多的精力去培养他们。
This is a picture of one of the early classes in El Cerrito, right here on Clayton Avenue, right near Fairmont.
这是一张照片，在 El Cerrito Fairmont Avenue, 在那条街上面，他们的以前的旧家的一个班合照。
I have very, very clear memories of our house being used by 30, 40 children from 7 in the morning till about 6 at night.
就还有很深刻的记忆，关于我自己的家里，从早上7点钟就有30到40位小孩来到我的家里，一直到下午5点。
We always had to clean our rooms because you never know which child would be running around in our bedrooms.
我一定常常要清洁我的家里，因为不晓得哪一个小孩在我的家里乱跑。
But my mother and father had a dream.
可是我父母都有一个共同的梦想。
To be able to make a school away from our home.
渴望就是有一个学校不是在他们家里的。
So the next chapter of the story is this area here.
然后现在就下一段的故事就是来到这个。
My father across the street.
我父亲就在他家的对街。
He bought a house.
这里的对面街。
Across the street. He bought a house.
他在那边买了一个房子。
That he was trying to use to have families live, and he would they would pay rent.
一开始是希望把它租出去，有别的家庭住进来。
But he always had problems with these houses.
可是他一直以来都有很多的问题。They
wouldn't pay the rent.
他们不付租金。They
left a mess.
他搞的地方很糟糕。I
remember as a little boy, maybe I was 12 years old, 10 years old.
然后我还记得我十岁的时候。And
my father would say to me on a Saturday morning, Chris, we have to go clean these houses.
我还记得有一个礼拜六早上就要跑到这些房子里面去清洁。Yeah,
and the... We would walk inside, and I'd have to hold my nose.
要进去要捏着我的鼻子。
And we'd have to clean.
要清洁。
It was terrible.
非常不好。
So my mother and father decided.
所以我父母一同决定。
We can't use this as a house.
我们不能把这个地方再租出去了。
So we're going to start a school.
所以我们要开始一个学校。
So my mother and father decided that this was God's way of saying. Maybe this is where we need to start a school.
他们认为这可能就是神的旨意，要他们在那个地方开始一个学校。
So in 1974, 10 years after coming to America,
在他们来美国10年以后,
my father and mother started the Nomura Preschool.
他们就开始了 Nomura的一个,
which is right across the street.
就是在这里对面。
幼儿园。 This is my father, obviously.
那是我父亲。
And they were very, very proud to open this beautiful preschool that was not in our house.
So
the preschool started very successfully across the street. But as each class would grow,
可是每一个阶级他们人越来越多,
my mother and father were always asked, why don't you keep going?
他们常常有人来问他为什么你们不 更多的建立这个学校,扩展这个学校。
And you need to start a grade school.
你需要有一个小学。
So then across the street here,
后来他们就来到这边,
my father started to think about purchasing a house to start a grade school.
所以我父亲就开始思想说要买一个 房子来开始小学。
Yeah. I'm going to have Matt bring this up for me.
我让Matt把这个照片拿上来。
This is before Google Maps.
这是Google地图之前。
Let me introduce Matt Clark. Matt Clark is a very, very close member of the family.
Matt是我们家里的一个很亲近的人。
He is actually the brother of Margaret's husband, Scott.
他是 Margaret的丈夫的弟弟。
And he actually is the administrator for the preschool across the street.
他是在那个幼儿园当行政的。We
found this picture.
我们找到这个照片。
This is before Google Maps.
这是在Google地图之前的。
My father was very proud because he actually hired someone to fly above, wow. above Carlson.
其实我父亲非常骄傲，因为他请了一个人在天空上面为这个地方照了这个照片。
To take a picture. And we're going to, Pastor Tien, we want to allow you to be able to put this somewhere in your building.
我们希望把这个照片给牧师，把它放在这个建筑里面一个地方。
And you will see, so what he started to do, what my father did, was he started to buy, I think he bought this house, then the next house.
我父亲可能一开始是买了最右边的那个小房子，然后就在下一个这样。
And this corner, right here on your spot,
然后现在你在这里的这个地点,
was an empty lot.
本来是空地,
in fact, it used to be a gas station, right?
其实它是一个油站,
it was full of drug dealers.
本来是充满了那些吸毒的人,
and it was a very troubled corner.
这个角落其实本来是非常多,
so my father knew that in order to have any success with the schools,
我父亲知道说, 假如这个学校要成功的话,
he needed to clean up this corner.
他一定要把那个角落清干净。
So he bought the corner.
所以他把那个角落买下来。
And he and mom built this building.
然后他就建了这个建筑。
Next slide.
下一张。
This is the opening of this building.
你就看到了，这就是。 这个建筑的那个第一天，you
can see here it says pre-K through sixth grade.
开幕礼，呀，开幕。
The Nomura School.
你看到那是 Nomura 学校。And
this is in 1986.
那是1986年。And
here is the opening ceremonies right here on the stage.
然后就在这里的开幕礼。Was
a very, very proud moment.
是非让他们非常骄傲的一个时刻。You
can see this is one of the first pictures of this stage.
这就是这里其中一些最早期的照片。
And this is also the auditorium.
这也是这里后面的。
This is the classroom next door.
那就是旁边的那个, 课教室。
And this is one of the early pictures here on the stage of the preschool. They still did performances here. One of the reasons why we have the stage here is because my mother and father wanted to have the children perform. And because, as you could see, she loved music. Children performed music. They danced. They did plays. And so all of this was very much a place for the families to come and watch their children perform. I'm sorry, that was
所以你看到这个照片就是幼儿园的一个合照，他们其中一班的合照。你看到在这里，这个礼堂里面有一个platform，叫什么？这个舞台，就是让这些小孩们能够在这里上面表演啊、唱歌啊、音乐啊，还有演戏啊，而且也是让他们家人来到这边可以观赏他们的表演演出。
I think you should know too that my sister Margaret for many years ran the music department.
我想让你知道说我的妹妹 Margaret 她很多年都是在这边教导音乐的。
And that's her right there.
那就是她。
And she was a wonderful teacher.
是非常好的老师。
And helped very much the children perform at a very high level.
而且帮助那些小孩他们表演非常的高水平的表演。
Most of the people that would come to these concerts
很多人来到这些的演出,
thought that this was a music school.
他们以为这里是一个音乐学校,
but this was only part of the curriculum.
这其实只是这个学校的其中一个部分。
So the children were receiving a very high education as well as music and arts.
所以这些小孩们都得到非常高水准的教育, 而且在音乐方面还有, 艺术方面。
So here's the grade school.
这就是他们的小学。
And you can see they're wearing uniforms.
你看到他们都穿校服。
And my mother was very much, as you can recall, my mother was influenced by her father's uniforms of the women at the school of her father's.
而且你能回顾就说我母亲受到她父亲很深的影响，记得在日本的时候他们都穿校服嘛。
Now, what I wanted to tell you before this slide
我想告诉你一个故事
was that the grade school parents now wanted my parents to start a middle school.
然后现在这些小学的父母们，他们就希望我的父母亲能够开始一个初中的大小课学校。
Because they were receiving such a high education
因为他们的小孩都得到那么好的教育
that they wanted to continue.
而且他们想要继续。
So then my mother and father decided, well, this is going to be too big for a middle school.
他们想说这个地方, 对于一个初中来讲是太大了。 Is it too small? Are you trying
to... Too small. It was too small.
太小了。
That this was really best for a grade school.
因为这个地点最好是给小学的小孩。
So then my mother and father bought another big piece of property.
所以我父母亲买了另外一块地
up in the hilltop region.
在hilltop那边。
And this is the groundbreaking ceremonies with the children that will be there.
然后你看到这就是在那个hilltop那个地方。 你看到还有那些小孩们一起。
And my father, who was an architect,
他是建筑师,
built this wonderful campus.
他就建了这个很好的, 学校。
It's up in the Richmond Parkway area.
在Richmond Parkway那边。
Yes. And today now, Jim Trombley's school.
现在你看到的就是之前在这里的校长Jim。
Jim Trombley's school.
他们的学校。
Manzanita, who used to be here, is now over there.
他们就从这边搬到那边去了。
At the Hilltop campus.
就在那个Hilltop那边。
So I want you to understand before I get to this picture.
我希望你们了解。
I want you to all. I know you've heard it from Pastor Tian.
我知道你从牧师那边已经听过一些故事。
But I'm also just going to tell you briefly.
我也希望能够多讲一点点.
How this happened.
这个故事的过程是怎么发生的?
For 3 years.
有3年的时间.
We've been trying to find someone for the Hilltop campus.
我们一直希望你要找一个人可以租Hilltop那个地.
And it was a real struggle.
然后一个非常的挣扎.
I spent many, many hours on the phone.
我花很多时间在电话上,
meetings,
然后很多的开很多会,
and it never worked.
一直都没有, 没有办法行通,
and I was very disappointed.
然后我非常的失望,
and I couldn't understand why we couldn't find the right tenant the right school for that Hilltop campus.
一直不懂为什么一直找不到合适的人选来租这个Hilltop的地这个学校。
And I got on the phone with Jim.
然后我就打电话给Jim.
And I realized that we had the right tenant.
我发现我们有一个很合适的租客。
But he was in the wrong school.
可是他在错误的地方。
And so Jim and I worked very, very hard together to move his school up to the Hilltop.
我还和Jim一同的来努力，希望把他们的学校搬到Hilltop那边。
But now we need to fill this school.
可是他们搬走以后，这个就空出来了。And
within 1 week, I met Pastor Tim.
然后在一个礼拜之内，我就遇到田牧师。And
that's how that happened.
然后就是故事的开始。
And within a couple of weeks after that,
然后两个礼拜在这个我们的相遇以后, 事情就成就了。
Your church is now here.
你的教会就在这里了。
I just wanted to give you just the final picture.
这是我们最后一张图片。This
is my father here.
这是我父亲。
Unfortunately, he passed away 12 years ago.
很不幸的，他在12年前就去世了。
This is his last picture.
这是他最后的一张照片。
And this is Margaret, and this is her husband Scott, who's Matt's brother.
那就是Margaret还有她的丈夫 Scott.
And they now have two children, but this
is
a son. And this is my wife.
那就是我的太太。
And my little boy, who was
我的儿子。
Who was born that year. And this is Izumi and her husband Alan.
那就是Izumi还有她的丈夫。
So that's the completion of our story. I wanted to tell you that in putting the story together, Pastor Tian and Joni and I had a really wonderful talk. And you know, I think that what this story says is many things. First of all,
Let me just get to the point.
Yeah.
The first point.
Yeah.
Then I can translate the whole thing.
Okay. There are many, many significant points to this story.
其实我有今天讲到这里，我非常的高兴，而且我们想要跟你分享一个这个故事的总结对我的意义。
I'm struck by the importance of missionaries.
第一个就是我非常的讶异，被这些宣教士的故事感到讶异。How
important it is for these people to, back in early 1800s,
早在18世纪的时候，这些人
to come to a small island,
来到日本的一个小岛,
and influence, change the life of our family.
然后影响当地的人，而且改变我们家人的命运。
You know, we think that maybe coming to a church service or talking to a friend to come to service,
我们以为说来到教会跟你的朋友谈谈话，来参加主日,
might not be a big deal.
好像不是一个很重要的事情。
But you can see here,
可是呢，在这里看见,
that my great-great-grandfather,
我的曾曾祖父,
meeting the Lord
就遇见神了,
in Hokkaido, Japan,
在北海道, 日本,
changed the course of our family. So that to me is very striking.
这对我来讲是一个很惊讶的事情。
And what my family sees here,
然后我现在的家人也看到,
is the work of your church,
然后看到我们的教会,
to touch this community,
能够触摸这里的社区,
that maybe, hopefully, you will be able to make this community a very, very spiritual place.
然后你可以影响这个社区成为一个属灵的地方。
You know, we have a beautiful facility.
我们这里有个非常美好的设备。
You have this auditorium.
你看你有这一个 聚会地点,
you have your classrooms,
还有一些教室,
and you have these houses,
还有这些房子,
and Pastor Tian and I have been talking already about the use of these houses.
然后田牧师有跟我已经商量了一下这些房子怎么用,
And we realize this is a big challenge for your church. But we also believe very strongly that very soon you will make really good use of this campus. And that our hope, our family's hope, is that you will be able to use this whole campus and be a really vibrant place for your fellowship. We hope that, we pray for that, we hope that for your congregation. We will support you, Pastor Tian. We want to do everything we can to make this a wonderful and vibrant place for you. I wanted to give my mother a few minutes to just say a few words to you.
Nice to see you all.
很高兴来到这里看见你们.
I'm Faith Nomura.
我是信心, 我的名字叫信心 Nomura.
You know, this is very mysterious miracle.
你知道吗? 这个事情是一个非常神奇的神迹.
So miracle happens.
是真的一个神迹发生了.
Day that I met with a Norwegian missionary.
我那天遇见从挪威来的宣教士.
In the Greece station, crowded people on the platform.
在一个铁路站里面碰到他，人很多.
I was about to transfer from one train to next train.
他那时候正准备要转车 转火车
finding a seat to sit down in the train
我在火车里面希望找到一个座位坐下来
I just jumped into the train
刚刚才上那个火车
saved my place
然后为自己保留个位置
and then suddenly old Norwegian missionary.
然后突然间，这个年纪蛮长的， 挪威来的宣教士
appeared in front of me.
就在我面前出现.
And she had old suitcase.
然后她拿着一个很旧的， 皮箱.
She looked very tired.
她看起来非常疲惫.
She was standing in front of me.
她站在我的前面.
So I stood up and gave my seat.
然后我站起来就让我的位置给他.
Do you like to take my seat?
问他你要我的位置吗?
And she said, "You speak English."
他说你会讲英文.
Surprise.
他说很惊讶的.
I said, "Yes, a little bit."
他说是的，一点点.
And she started to talk.
然后他就开始跟我分享.
So I asked questions.
然后我就问了很多问题.
Where you came from?
你从哪里来?
Came from Norway.
我从挪威来.
I didn't know Norway's map. I hardly studied.
我那时候还不晓得那是什么地方.
And where is Norway?
哪里是挪威?
And she said, way up north.
非常远的北边.
My place called Trondheim. Trondheim is far north.
非常北边的一个地方.
So I said I was very fascinated.
我非常的
And what are you doing here?
那他说为什么你在这里呢?
And she said, I am missionary.
她说我是一个宣教士。
I am going to talk about Bible.
我要教圣经。
And where are you going?
然后他就问我, 你要去哪里?
She said, I am going to Mikuni.
她说我要去摩科伊。
Mikuni is the smallest and dirtiest and slum city.
他说其实那个地方是最小的、最脏的一个很小的城市在日本。
I said, don't go that kind of city. That's too dirty.
然后我就劝他说，你不要去那个地方，那地方是太肮脏了。
Well, she said, that's fine. I was sent from God. I'm going there.
他说没有关系，我是被神差派去那个地方。
Do you have an interpreter? No, I don't have interpreter.
他说你们有没有一个翻译的人？我没有翻译的人。
What do you do in Mikuni?
然后我问你，你在Mikuni做什么？
She said, I am going to talk about Jesus.
我会跟他们分享耶稣。
I said, that's impossible.
然后我就说这是不可能的事。
That's only famous with the sanatorium tuberculosis. There's a lot of tuberculosis hospital.
他说那个地方有很多肺炎的一个医院。
You cannot make a church there.
非结核的医院呀。
But she said, that's all right.
他说没有关系，我会去。
When she said that,
当他说这个时候,
her eyes was just like a lion.
我好像一只狮子,
grab the food.
抓到食物,
and she said, I am going to Mikuni.
她说我还是会去那个Mikuni的地方。
Do you think you can help me?
可能你可以帮助我。
I said, no.
我说我不要，我不可以帮助你。
I am going to a girls' high school.
我不可以，我现在要去一个女士高中。
And she said, you have a lot of work in my school. I am going to have a school and church.
她就跟我说，我们在教会、学校会有很多的工作。
So she said very sadly, she said goodbye because she has to keep on going to Mikuni.
然后她就跟我说再见，然后很失望的离开。
In Fukui, that's a farther city.
然后我就离开了，去了下一个城市。
But surprise or not?
然后很
morning,
很奇特的事情就是第二天
I got a call from my mother. You will go. There is a foreigner at the entrance.
然后他在另外地方碰到一个外国人。
So come down. So I hit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the same woman.
然后他又遇到这个Miss Gaugi again.
With a suitcase. But she had a shiny face.
然后可是他的脸是发光的。I
couldn't sleep last night.
然后我昨天不能睡觉。Because
God said,
因为神说,
to see you at school.
我看到你这学校。You're
going to work with this lady.
你要去到永恒里。Please
accept my offer.
然后请你们悦纳我的献祭。
Let's work together.
我们一起来。
You can be a good missionary.
你们都可以成为很好的宣教士。
She didn't know about me at all.
她当时不晓得我是谁。
But she said she insisted.
然后她坚持。
That you're going to work with me.
你一定要跟我同工。
So I got the permission from my father.
后来我得到我父亲的允许。
My father was so happy.
我父母亲都很开心
to find this missionary.
然后找到这个宣教士。
And we came to Mikuni.
去到 Mikuni 这个地方.
But thank you. Miss Kage was she worked day and night.
Miss Kage 每天非常努力的工作, 日夜夜不停.
Yes, and she did never scared of tuberculosis.
她对这个肺结核一点都不害怕.
She went to the hospital.
她去到那些医院里.
Take my hand.
然后 用他的手,
she come in.
他就进来,
to go to this hospital.
就在医院里工作,
pray for these six people.
为这些六个人祷告,
and these sick people.
这些, 哦, 不是六个, 是这些有病的人,
every cough, the blood is just pour out from the mouth.
他们咳嗽的时候, 血都喷出来的时候,
and many are dying.
很多都要死了.
And short of the doctor, they didn't have enough care.
他就说他这些人没有得到足够的帮助, 照顾.
Every morning,
可是他每一天早晨,
every night,
早上9点,
and they had a prayer,
晚上, 都为他们祷告,
and they encouraged,
鼓励他们,
sick people, and left.
然后就离开.
And in hospital,
在这些医院里,
we had to wear apron,
你需要穿那个 头巾, 护罩.
Miss Kage, she denied everyone of this.
我们 还有我跟她都有穿这些防护.
Our God is great God.
我们的神是伟大的神.
He is going to protect us.
哦, 他保护我们.
So you don't have to wear this.
他说我不需要穿这些保护.
So we went every day.
所以我们每一天都去
this hospital. And you know, sick person, people,
这些有病的人 开始有好转.
And they left the hospital.
他们出院了.
They worked on the farm.
他们在种田.
You know, this Mikuni.
然后在这个,
some city,
在这个城市里,
has changed.
就被改变.
Beautiful resort place.
现在成为很美丽的一些酒店的地方.
These sick people, they changed. They are doing that. Wonderful work. They have onions production, green onion production.
他们这些有病的人就被改变, 然后他现在有很多的保护, 洋葱, 种洋葱, oh, oh. Green onions, yeah.
Yes. So, what she said, that God is alive.
他说神是活着的神,
so, never worry.
不需要忧虑什么,
it's going to be okay.
所有的事情都会变得很好.
And we worked day and night.
我们日夜夜都在工作.
3 years, 4 years. 3 年, 4年. I worked with Miss Kage.
我跟Miss Kage一同同工.
Had the result. It's a beautiful city.
结果就是那地方被建立起来.
Mikuni.
成为一个很美好的城市.
You'll be surprised.
你现在去到会非常的惊讶.
You know, yesterday I came into this school.
你知道我进到这个教,
and announced
学校,
I came into this school.
来到这个学校里,
I just peeked inside.
我就看,
and there are about 20, no, maybe 15.
可能有20或15个学生.
As they put head together and talking.
在一起玩, 然后在聊天.
And I went in.
我就进去那个学校.
And I named myself. And I greeted them, and they were so surprised, and they stood up and smiled.
然后那些学生们看到他们进来，就站起来微笑，很开心。
They looked very happy and healthy.
非常的健康，很开心。
And I thought, these are the young people.
然后我看到，我在想。
I'm going to pass my torch. These are the young people.
他说，这些就是年轻人，我是渴望把我的。
This kind of health.
我把它传下去。
This kind of laugh.
这样的。 开心的笑，这样的有精力。
We needed it in this area.
我们需要这个地区的年轻人。
And let's work together.
他说我们一起来同工。
And let the people recognize.
让人能够看见。
Is the love of Christ.
是主耶稣的爱。
And hope.
还是可盼望。
And the laugh,
还有他神的喜乐,
start from here.
由这里开始。
I trust you.
我相信你们。
And Jesus is going to work with us.
耶稣会与我们同工。
Yes. Thank you.
谢谢各位。
我们都在寻求神的旨意。
We are all seeking God's will.
我们感谢主，让Chris跟他的母亲跟我们分享神的作为。
We are so thankful that Chris and Faith Nomura can come and share with us what God is working.
我非常喜欢 Mrs. Nomura的名字叫做Faith.
I love Mrs. Nomura's first name, Faith.
我想如果没有信心，他们不会来到美国。
Without faith, they wouldn't have come to the United States.
我想那个挪威的宣教师是他一生中对他相当有影响力的一个人。
This Norwegian missionary has tremendous influence on Mrs. Nomura.
我们知道在一个人的一生中或者在人类的历史上都有一些关键的时刻。
In a person's life or in history, there are always influential people.
有一个关键的时刻, there's a strategic time in the person's life in human history. We call the defining moment. Defining? 讲中文呢? 在人类, 在一个人的生命里面, 跟人类的历史上, 都有一些关键的时刻, 决定这个人的方向。 我想那天, Mrs. Morawa 见到那个挪威宣教师, 是一个关键的时刻。
I think that moment when Mrs. Nomura met that Norwegian missionary, that was a defining moment in her life.
8月8号我见到Chris也是个关键的时刻。
On August 8th, when I met Chris Nomura, that was a defining moment for us.
因为神有他的主权,
because God has his sovereignty.
神掌管一切。
God is in control of everything.
Chris花了3年时间没有办法把那个campus租出去。
Chris spent 3 years trying to find a tenant for the Hilltop campus. But God has his time.
我们花了7个月要找我们所想要的building.
And we spent 7 months trying to look for our new campus.
但是神有他的时间。
But God had his time.
Amen.
Amen.
我的信息非常短。
My sermon will be very short. My best
will be short. 不是sermon, 我的sharing非常短。
My sharing will be short.
只有2分钟。
Only 2 more minutes.
我要讲的是,
what I'm trying to say is,
我们要认识神。
We need to know God.
我们要听见他怎么带领我们。
We need to hear his voice and his guidance.
我们不需要急着做工。
We don't have to be rushed in doing things.
我们要知道神做什么。
We need to know what God is doing.
然后我们来加入他。
And then we join him in
Amen.
His work. Amen.
那位挪威的宣教师,
that Norwegian missionary.
我非常有兴趣知道他的故事。
I'm very interested in knowing her story.
她是一个伟大的女人,
She's a great woman.
因为她相信上帝,
because she believed in God.
她听见神的声音,
she heard God's voice.
从挪威来到日本,
from all the way from Norway to Japan.
去一个最穷的地方,
went to a poorest area, village.
最脏的地方,
the dirtiest place.
不是因为她的爱,
it's not because of her love.
因为上帝的爱感动她,
because God's love compelled her.
然后她就邀请这个年轻的女子在那个时候,
then she asked this young lady at that time
来加入她,
to join her in this work.
她开始没有听见,
initially she didn't hear her.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神的意念高过我们的意念,
God's ways are higher than all. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的意念高过我们的意念,
His ways are higher than our ways.
祂的道路高过我们的道路,
His ways are higher than our ways.
天怎么样高过地,
as the heaven is higher than earth.
神的意念跟道路都高过我们的,
God's thoughts and ways are much higher than ours.
我们需要放下自己的意念,
we need to lay down our ways and thoughts.
我们要放下我们的道路,
we need to lay down our ways.
整个教会要来寻求神,
our whole church needs to seek the Lord.
We invite the
Nomura family to join us to seek the Lord.
我相信这是一个旅程, 是一个 journey.
I believe this is a journey.
这是一个新的 chapter 要开始。
A new chapter is beginning.
神给我的话语在以赛亚书 43章。
God gave me the words from Isaiah 43.
他说神啊, 神说, 看啊, 我要做一件新事。
God says, look, I'm going to do a new thing.
我要在旷野开道路。
I'm going to open a way in the wilderness.
在沙漠开江河, 有没有说, Amen,
I'm going to have a stream in the wasteland.
旷野开道路,
I am going to open a way in the wilderness.
如果是有道路,
if there's a way, it's not a wilderness.
如果是有江河,
if there's stream, it's not a desert. God himself come and do the work.
我非常感谢神,
I really thank the Lord.
我觉得Chris,
Chris, God has a special choosing of your family.
特别他母亲的这边,
especially your mother's side.
这个翻译非常重要, had to be very accurate now. 我现在跟你讲是神在我心里的感动。
I'm telling you what God is touching my heart.
我刚才听你的故事, 跟你妈妈的故事, 非常仔细的在听。
I listen attentively of your story and your mother's story.
神给每一个家庭有他的命定。
God gave each family their destiny.
你们家有一个命定,
your family has a destiny.
你们要找出那个命定,
you need to know what that destiny is.
你们的家族的命定跟着教会有关系,
your family destiny is, has something to do with our church destiny.
所以他把我们带在一起,
that's why God brought us together.
我现在不是很清楚,
right now I'm not very clear yet.
我们需要等候神,
we need to wait upon the Lord.
防等候神的必不至羞愧,
those who wait upon the Lord shall not be ashamed.
那些等候神的人必要如鹰展翅上腾。
Those who wait upon the Lord shall soar like the eagle.
我要鼓励你们的家族。
I want to encourage your family.
12年前你的父亲安息了。
12 years ago your father went to the Lord.
因为他完成他的使命。
Because he finished his destiny.
但是他的工作还没有完成。
But his work has not accomplished yet.
你们要继续往前。
You need to continue.
神给每一个人在世界上有一定的时间,
God has appointed time for each one of us.
每一个人要完成他的mission.
Everybody need to accomplish their mission on earth.
求神帮助我们,
may the Lord help us,
一起来明白神的旨意,
to come to know God's will for us.
我的share到此为止,
my sharing ends here.
我现在把下面时间交给Chris.
I want to give the following time to Chris.
他答应我要唱歌,
he promised me he will give us, share a song with us.
Chris 是一个非常谦卑的人, 他是一个, yeah.
Chris is a very humble guy.
其实他是很有名的歌唱家。
Actually, he's a very famous baritone singer.
如果你要去听他唱歌,
if you want to go and hear him sing in a concert,
你要买票的,
you need to buy a ticket.
你要花钱的,
you need to spend money.
我今天请他来,
today I invited him.
我不会陪他, 我不会给他一毛钱,
I'm not paying him anything.
因为这是他的家,
because this is his home.
对不对? 这是你的 building.
This is your home. This is your building, right?
Yeah.
我们这个歌叫做奇异恩典。
So,
the song name is Amazing Grace.
Oh, he's going to sing Amazing Grace.
因为我们在一起，这就是一个 Amazing Grace.
Because how we got together is Amazing Grace.
我们把时间交给他。
We give the time to Chris.
I'm not going to use the mic.
you. Praise the Lord.
Please be seated.
Please be seated.
God's way is higher than our way, right?
God's ways are higher than our ways.
God doesn't want just Chris to sing that he wants us to sing together.
Amen. God wants us to sing it together. Because the whole story, their family story, the story of this church, it talks about one thing. It's God's amazing grace. Every person that come to faith in Christ, it's all God's amazing grace. We are not better than the people on the street. We cannot point to people and say they are sinners. We are sinners also. We are forgiven sinners.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢赞美主,
praise and thank the Lord.
我们聚会要到此结束,
we're going to conclude our service here.
我们聚会完了以后,
after the service,
我特别要请Chris family都留下来,
I invite Chris family to join us for our lunch fellowship.
我们今天是有中餐, 有 Chinese food.
We have Chinese food.
他在拍手,
he,
我们也请你们每一个人都留下来,
I hope everyone here can join us for our lunch fellowship. We can get to know each other.
我希望我们的中文部, 我希望我们的教会的弟兄有几个人抬两个桌子到那个 children room, 好吗?
Can a couple of brothers bring a couple of tables to the children's room? Because we have many people here today. Let's arise. We're going to receive God's blessing.
主耶稣,
dear Lord Jesus, we thank you. Because you are with us. Your Holy Spirit is working among us. May you accept and receive our worship. We give you all the glory to Jesus. May the Lord Jesus come to Richmond. May the Lord Jesus come to East Bay. May you be glorified. May you come and transform this area.
Area.
May the Lord you bless the Nomura family. May you help this generation can live out their destiny. May the Lord guide this church to know your destiny for us, to live out your destiny. May you bless our lunch fellowship. May we have a wonderful fellowship together. The presence of God is going to come here. Many people are going to receive healing and deliverance because God loves this church. God loves this building because the architect and the builder of this church, of this church facility, are ones who are loved by God. God, remember your father's work here. Your father is resting in heaven right now. May the Lord comfort your family. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. All glory go to God. Let's go next door and have lunch.